Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section? Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
This is Hustler, and this is a much more exotic magazine. Now, they have decided to focus more on the pubic region, right. The whole groin area.
Uh-huh.
Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?" You see?
Right.
Shaved is a magazine I'm not too familiar with. But again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that they go into in this picture
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a tropical plant or something underwater.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Wow. Is that Eugene Levy?
Sure is, from American Pie. Bom, bom, bom. A-S-H-L-E-R-G-A. B-A-N-F-I-E-L-D.
American woman, gonna mess your mind.
Yo, Noah, play us in here.
A couple of jockstrap characters, Don and Mike.
All right, well, you know, for the longest time, I watched Ashley Banfield and spoke about her in wonderful, glowing terms about her square boxy glasses. And
yeah. She kind of pioneered that look.
Her sexy haircut. But, oh, yeah, she's good reading the news, too, but
still looks great.
She's got a show now on... Did we lose her there? I'm doing the whole build-up here. And,
yeah. You're doing it for her benefit.
Where's she now, Rob? Who was on the phone before?
Her handler.
I'm going to mess your life. I'm wasting all this on...
There you go. I'm 11.
Okay. Well, I'm not even going to do the big build-up because now I've wasted it. She's here she is from Court TV, Ashley Banfield.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Did I get cut off and ruin the open?
No.
Dom was doing this whole lovey-dovey tribute to you. And
Sure,
it was one of our retarded producers. You are a, well, let me preface this by saying you're a good journalist, a great journalist, been a big fan for a long time, but... Man, oh, man, are you hot as balls. I love you. I love you. I've loved you a long time. You asked these guys back when I first spotted you in your square, boxy glasses here, and your take-no-prisoners attitude.
You're way too kind.
No,
I mean,
I'm
do
not,
you actually, you get credit for that, right? The whole glasses look. I mean, that you kind of made that look what it is.
It was the accidental image, I'll tell you. The it started off with just drugstore reading glasses, and all of a sudden people liked them.
I know that I heard stories at the time about you know, people that were on TV, local anchors, and that would actually have no need for glasses whatsoever, but they were propping up all over the place.
Well, Katie Couric did.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember being accused of wearing. You know, clear lens glasses. And I remember at one point my ophthalmologist called into a radio program to tell them that they were wrong. And he actually gave them my prescription.
Well, I want to scream from the highest mountaintop that I had predicted you as a star of tomorrow today,
mm-hmm.
long ago when you were on MSNBC.
You're too kind.
No, I know good ones when I see them.
Right.
And
you know the TV more than anybody. You watch an awful lot of it.
An inch away from the TV.
That's right.
You're good, Ashley. And you had time away. You had a kid.
I got another one cooking too.
Oh boy, is that sexy? How far? No, you don't know me. How How far along are you, ma'am? May I ask?
I'm 7.5 months, and can I tell you, no. I am so not sexy. Well,
can I tell you, you so need to be with a man who can show you how you still can be sexy.
Oh, stop now. Behave yourself. You're getting carried away.
Ashley, I have two grown children. I'm relatively normal. What I am suggesting would involve really...
She's happily married. You're aware of that, right?
I'm talking about for her and her husband.
Oh, okay. All
right. What I'm saying is, at this point in the relationship, the sexual relationship.
Are you going to write a book about that someday? Is that what you're going to do?
About what?
About what you're about to talk about?
Yeah, here's the thing, actually.
Do we need a disclaimer for the audience?
Yeah. Mr. Geronimo's thoughts are his own and do not reflect the views of the station, the management, and all.
This is very true. It was a very successful marriage, two very wonderful kids and grandkids. But I want to tell you, I consider myself in this regard to be a relationship expert. When you're pregnant, you reach a point as a woman when you just say, oh.
You don't feel attractive.
I can't do that. And just what you said, Ashley. I don't know who would want me now. I don't feel attractive now. Well, I guarantee that your husband would like nothing better than to come home tonight, you put the other little one to bed, and maybe you get out that.
Bring out the honey bear?
Whatever.
I bet you didn't expect me to say that.
That's a good thing.
Right?
That's it. We're having fun now.
We're going to play along.
All right.
You pull out one of those nursing bras.
Oh,
no,
stop it. All right.
You know what it is?
Stop.
It is simply take care of daddy time. In essence, that's all. This is time for your husband.
God.
Because really, what, Mike?
I feel like we should have like Chris Hansen in the room or something like that.
Well, you know what? Tonight there's absolutely no way, because tonight is definitely TV watching night.
Here's the plug for her show. Thanks for ruining my moment, Mike.
I'm glad to do it.
I'm wedging that in as quick as I can.
I'm simply saying that this is the time when your husband, and we'll be glad to promote Disorder in the Court, too.
20 more outrageous courtroom moments.
9 o'clock tonight.
Tonight on Court TV. Mm-hmm. This is a time probably after you have the baby, you're not going to have time for your husband. You're going to be busy with the other baby and busy with this baby. And I mean, you're not going to have time for him in that special way.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as you lead up to the time before you excrete the second baby, take care of Mr. Ashley Banfield. Let him know that he's still a vital part of your life.
He will love the fact that he's just been called Mr. Ashley Banfield.
Well, Mr. Ashley Banfield.
I would call him lottery winner, whoever he is.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I am sweet, and I would make sure that you are the sweetest.
How's your girlfriend doing?
Which girlfriend?
I was talking to Don.
Oh, my girlfriend.
Okay, wait a minute. I have a girlfriend?
No. Well, I don't know whether you do or you don't, Ashley.
More
I just
by the minute.
Yes.
Mike gets extremely uptight.
I'm really not uptight about having Ashley on the line. It's just
the fact that you're pregnant, that I'm kidding with you. I'm mm-hmm. playfully, sexually playing with you, and Mike gets ooged out by it. So, to each his own, Ashley. You and I will always have Paris, though.
Well, we'll always have D.C.
Baby, you're so here you go. Oh, hold on. Lastly, for your TV show, you like cigars.
You know, I haven't been smoking cigars. I've been pregnant for like 3 years, so there's been very little smoking and drinking.
Did you actually at one time enjoy a good cigar?
Yeah, I mean, I can get Cubans up in Canada.
Wow,
being from Canada, we were never limited.
Wow. Dream girl, telling you what, boxy glasses, like cigars, good on TV. Dream girl, pregnant all the time. Are you kidding?
Treating you well at Court TV?
Oh, as always.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Here's your plug, because you were nice enough to sit through all of that. Ashley, your show tonight on Court TV.
It's another one of those moments where you can't take your eyes off the screen.
Wow,
it's pretty crazy stuff.
You know, I'm curious if you have. I saw one thing, and I don't even remember where I saw it, but it was a drunk lawyer, and it was about the funniest thing I have ever seen. Do you have any drunk lawyers in your show?
It's funny you should ask. We got Joseph Caramango in Vegas.
Oh, my God. I
he
think maybe that's
hammered.
It. And he is absolutely... I mean, you've covered the courtroom for a long time. I don't doubt that some of these guys go out and have the three or four drinks and decide to come back in. But this is a guy that... Hadn't he been in some kind of auto wreck or something like that?
Well, this particular guy was actually defending a very serious case. It was an accused kidnapper. And, he got to court and he was wasted.
It's bomb.
And the judge got, understandably ticked off, ordered him into disability leave and into rehab. And in the meantime, this accused kidnapper who he was supposed to defend, who was facing life in prison, instead Ted gets probation.
Yeah, he walks. He
so
walks
because
the lawyer.
Us, yeah, the rest of us have to basically deal with this guy out on the streets because his lawyer was a drunk.
So your show tonight has, it's like the greatest hits of people going nuts in court.
It
right?
is, you know, it is, because I'll tell you something. We've been accused of being the C-SPAN of courtrooms, and there are times when the forensic accountant is on the stand that's right. It can get a little dry, a little boring. So we figured what better idea than to go through all those trials that we spend so much time covering and just get the most dramatic moments from the most dramatic cases and boil them all down into an hour. And so it's pretty energetic. I mean, the fists fly, the chairs fly. It's pretty crazy. And that's what we did. We picked 20 more. We did the first 20 last fall. And it was really well received. It turned out Court TV audience really liked that show. It was a top 10.
Do you do mainly voiceovers, or are you on screen a lot tonight?
I do a fair bit on screen, but I shot the on-screen stuff before I was too pregnant, so hopefully you won't be able to tell. But right now, I'm giant.
Darn it.
Don's disappointed. I think you're going to look lovely.
Listen, I think women are sexy when they're pregnant.
I never said women aren't sexy when they're pregnant. It's just you find them incredibly. You find. I don't even like talking about it. Because
I know you don't. You like shut me down every time I try to.
Because it oogs me out when you talk about nursing bras and things like
Listen,
that.
Listen, the boob fairy comes when a lady's pregnant.
You're not telling me anything I don't know. How are you doing, Ashley?
Ashley, good.
I'm hanging in.
Good luck with your show, Disorder in the Court 2. Mm-hmm. 20 more outrageous courtroom moments tonight on Court TV at 9 o'clock East, 8 Central. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. Good luck with that next baby.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure being with you, and I look forward to the next one.
Take care of your husband.
Okay.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Boy, oh boy.
Jesus
you
Christ.
What, you take the lead right out of my
Good.
Pencil on that.
Good. I'm glad. I rarely will say I'm happy about that, but I am happy about that.
No, why?
Because we do not share that fetish that you have. You know I've always been oogged out about
Here's
that.
Here's the thing. Hey, it's not even so much. I'm not talking about, like, milk and stuff.
I can't wait till we get somebody on. I can talk about the butt.
It is. You run away from
it
every time.
The butt and feet.
We had Andy Dick.
The butt. I'll talk about rubbing her feet.
It is the time, though, for Daddy to get his last little bit of goodness.
You know, we didn't talk about this because I would talk about this without Ashley there, but I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk about it with you. You had said a particular month was the cutoff date as far as, you know, when to and when not to.
The ninth month.
You're not telling the truth.
I don't know.
You didn't do it the ninth
month. Oh, no. I didn't do it like after the second month.
Yes, see, that's it. You didn't. I could have said that, but I didn't say that because I knew that was true.
Hold on. But it doesn't mean that I didn't have Frida take care of me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's where I'm going with this.
I know where you were going.
Her husband is going to be cut off from sex
right
once she squeezes out this second baby.
She did say honey bear. I don't know what that meant, but I didn't care. It sounded sexy to me.
Wonderful, good. Yeah.
Baby.
Mr.
Banfield. It's still looking me out.
And the thing is, Mike, when a woman gets, did you get totally technical on your ass, when a woman gets that pregnant, she can't really put, like, on a Victoria's Secret bra. She might have to put on a nursing bra.
She can get something from the Kirstie Alley collection.
She might have to have the Velcro snaps going when she comes out to take care of Daddy. That's all I'm saying. For Mr. Banfield.
Because you like that particular part of the anatomy.
Yeah, boobs. I'm sorry.
No. The pregnancy
makes boobs bigger.
Right.
Yes, uh-huh. Absolutely.
And I think that everybody, every father, anybody that's ever been married to a pregnant woman knows the fact that, you know, the boob fairy comes and it's a wonderful thing.
And remember, Kelly,
however, there is a point.
Kelly Ripa is the perfect example that if you have too many kids, that's why Kelly Ripa's husband, whoever he is, I sure hope that he got every dime.
Second.
Every dime's worth of sex out of her involving her chest area.
There are women that...
She's depleted now.
There are women that respond well to that type of thing, having a kid, and recover amazingly well. And then there are women that do not recover amazingly well.
Also, very seriously.
Can go either way.
It's an easy way to make her still feel special and sexual while she doesn't feel so beautiful. And
right.
You don't have to do anything.
It's a chance for the guy.
I just realized what ooked me out, why I was making you stop. Because when you started that, it was almost like you were a sex therapist.
No, but it's
like you were saying, let me tell you, Ashley, here's what you need to do. And I just pictured you sitting there in a bathrobe that was undone. There's something I couldn't put my finger on, literally, that was ooking me out with that whole thing. And it was you. Had nothing to do with her. And I'm sorry I spoiled your fun. But it was. I just pictured you. I'm Don Geronimo. I've written the book, The Pregnant Woman's Guide to
Love Making.
I could
save a lot of marriages, Mike. A lot of marriages fall into problem as soon as Junior comes into the picture.
Just want to help.
Thank you, Buzz.
That's right.
Last chance for Daddy to get a little bit. And the best part is, because you don't want to go there, she doesn't want you to go there.
Right.
You want her to feel better about herself. You go, oh, God. You're beautiful.
I have
Why
to say
you just
this.
Come over here and take care of me.
Okay, I didn't know you were going down that road. But the thing is, the idea of at a certain point of participating in a certain act, it becomes the place where the kid lives. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
That's why it's about the boob. Right.
It's about the boob until you reach the point when even when you look at it the wrong way, milk starts coming out. Then that's when you got to stop.
And you're saying that in that particular condition, when a woman is that far along, although she might be, she's carrying two lives. She's carrying her own life and the life of a child. She's feeling run down. She is feeling unattractive. Yes. That your book, The Pregnant Woman's Guide to Lovemaking, will demand that, much like the 1950s, that in this particular hour of need for her emotionally, that she completely services the man.
The name of my book is Your Mouth Isn't Broken, Is It?
They call it the Donnie Method.
Okay. All right, friends.
Hey, she hung in there, you know?
Yeah, good.
She didn't
her.
Flee. She of didn't course. Run away.
She's going to know. She can do the honey bear tonight when she goes home.
You know what? Damn.
Honey bear.
I bet the honey bear is something very, very special.
Baby. Let's do the honey bear.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Yeah. And thanks for bringing him into that thing.
Yeah. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
She's a grown woman, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about kids.
I was feeling like her older brother there for a second, when you brought out nursing bra.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. Oh, I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Yeah. So good.
So good.
Never seen you quite that worked up with a guest
Pretty
before.
Excited.
I think we found the one. We found Ashley Banfield.
I liked her a long time ago.
Clearly.
I loved her a long time.
Okay, we'll break. I got no one use the bathroom right now. Okay?
Deal.
I got dibs.
This is the Don and Mike Show.